T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Audio courtesy of Bally Sports. You can't say this show doesn't want the Guardians to win.
Were people saying that?
No, but I'm making a point that you can't say this show doesn't want the Guardians to win.
There's picketers outside right now.
No, yeah. I'm pointing
out. I was worried. I couldn't even get through the doors.
Well, I'm pointing
they
out
were
that
lined
there are
up,
people.
Kenny, three deep.
I'm pointing out that there are fans that say the Cleveland media doesn't pay attention enough to the Guardians. I'm just pointing out. You can't say the show doesn't want the Guardians to win. Big game 7 last night. Owen's going to go, nope. Guardians won 3 of 4. You guys are going to start because you
need 3 of 4, baby. 3.5 back.
It's always the open of the show is always a stream of consciousness. So if he would start with anything else, like if he would have started with, it's a Memorial Day weekend, and we would have started with hot dogs and hamburgers and everything like that. If he were to start with NASCAR, I would have been like, what? I don't know what he's doing, but we would have started with that.
Well,
it's
that
a
was
stream
the other
of
option.
Consciousness. That's it. Me yelling at the caller at the end of the show on Friday, that would have been something that would have been something that we would have got into here. But he started with Guardians, and it's just a stream of consciousness thing going, well, they didn't win 3 of 4 over the weekend, so there you go. Boom. Over the long weekend, but they didn't win 3 of 4.
Well, much needed.
Much needed Guardians wins. They needed them badly. There you go. No follow-up to that?
You wanted good. They won a series.
You wanted to hear the 20-point blowout in basketball?
I think that. I didn't need to hear it. I'm just saying it's a stream of consciousness thing is what I'm saying.
That's what
I'm pointing
that's
out.
What you're saying.
And we're only 3.5 back.
You get the audio of the one-word answers from Joe Mazzulla to the beat reporter there, or not the beat reporter, the sideline reporter for the Celtics on their TV network, which I don't know how that works. Was that for like the Celtics like broadcast or whatever? Can you get that in there, AA? Can you do that for
me? We'll work on that.
Yeah. It's not that hard. It's pretty. It's. They're pretty short one-word answers. Throw them all in there. All right. Guardians won 3 of 4. What's the matter? You okay over there? Good? Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Good stuff. For a second, I'm like, well, did I say something wrong? Did I do something wrong?
No. Not at all.
All right. Did you watch the game last night?
Mostly basketball. Mostly basketball.
I meant the best. How much of the basketball game? I'm sorry. Did you watch the basketball game last night?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Did you watch the whole thing?
But I turned it off. I think I went to bed with like 4 minutes left.
I watched. I probably watched the first half, and then I fell asleep, and that was it.
It's one of the more stunning series, and honestly, in my lifetime in the NBA, it has to be one of the most stunning, almost turnarounds, not turnaround. 8 seed beat a 1 seed. The 8 seed's got nobody you could ever name except for Jimmy Butler. And Bam Adebayo was pretty bad yesterday, and they still found a way to go on the road and win a game 7. It's got to be like if I would have told you this is what happened with like a month left in the NBA season when we were sitting there jockeying for position thinking, all right, can the Cavs get up to the 3 seed? Are we going to be stuck at 4? We're not going to fall, right? We're not going to fall behind the Knicks or anything like that. At no point did anybody ever mention a Miami Heat. Not the experts, not any of the callers, not any of the diehards, not any of the casual fans. Not one person would have ever in a million years mentioned, yeah, the team that's going to represent the Eastern Conference in the NBA Finals is going to be the Miami Heat. The team that I think a lot of people thought we're going to miss the playoffs altogether.
We could say we were right, though. When we were doing playoff permutations back in the wintertime and going, well, you know, you got the Nets there. Because remember there was like the weird, was it the back-to-back? And we were like, well, if you win or lose both these games, because they won the wrong game. There's been a lot of time that's passed between then and now and all the other things that happened. But you won the wrong game. And then it was like, well, we'd play the Nets. I'd rather play the Nets. And it's like, well, if we got to play the Knicks, we'll play the Knicks. And it's like, I don't want to play the Heat. And the Heat ended up sucking up the room.
We both did say
towards
that.
The end of the year. Yeah. And then people were like, oh, you guys said you didn't want to play the Heat. And I'm like, I don't want to play the Heat. Didn't want to. Still don't want to.
No, I still would have picked the Cavs to beat the Heat in a series. Nah, but I would not have loved that. I also didn't. I mean, in a million years, you would have never seen this coming. This Miami Heat team, I mean, they rearranged their lineup like in the series that they were up 3-0, and then they lose 3 in a row.
Well, that
and they had no idea who to play. That Kevin Love ends up getting benched at the end of the series.
I don't mean to be so nitpicky here, but now I have to be, and you're not going to like my answer to this because it's been a while now since the season has ended. You just said, well, they changed their entire lineup, basically, and they did.
Well, Tyler Hero went down with the injury.
Yeah.
Oladipo got hurt.
He's supposed to be back for the final, or at least, halfway through the finals, they said? So at least he'll be back there.
That might not even be a good thing for them.
Well, either way, here is, it's just another, when you're like, well, they changed their lineup, and they didn't. They were able to outgun Miami, outmaneuver Boston because of that. It's like, what are we saying about Joe Mazzulla today? I mean, what's everybody going to be saying? He's not ready for this moment.
Sure.
He's not the right guy for this job. Now we can get into the whole, well, Boston doesn't like each other anyway, and maybe Brad Stevens is going to have to come. I have no idea. But if we're saying this about Joe Mazzulla, and Eric Spoelstra is, I mean, is he arguably the best in the NBA? Who am I missing?
Boy, right now it seems that way. I mean, obviously Popovich is always going to get mentioned. He just hasn't had good teams in a while now.
So you have one guy who's arguably the best in the NBA, Eric Spoelstra, against our guy and J.B. Bickerstaff.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see myself out. I will see myself out. It's just the same argument, just different colors of the teams. That's all. One team plays in Boston, one team plays in Cleveland. People are fit to be tied with J.B. Bickerstaff right now. I think there were people calling for heads to roll. And I think right now, definitely, they're going to wake up in Boston this morning and they're going to want Joe Mazzulla gone. And they're going to want somebody else. Or they're going to want Brad Stevens. Brad Stevens is the president, team president now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're going to want Brad Stevens to come back down and coach the team. Because if we were in Boston right now, and we've been in this situation before, I'd be hitting panic buttons. I'd be hitting panic buttons going, they don't like each other. Their window's open. There might have to be a move made. I need stability in any way. And this guy who says he watches the town 4 times a week, which I don't understand. So if you got to be a head coach in a certain city so he has to watch Major League 4 times a week if he was the coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers, I don't understand that. But he watches the town 4 times a week. All right, if you're watching the town 4 times a week, which I can easily turn around and go, maybe you should be watching film. But I got this guy who says he watches movies. All right, let's get rid of him and let's bring in Brad Stevens because we know Brad Stevens is serious about it. I'd be hitting panic buttons.
Now, as implausible as
I wouldn't even hit panic button for the
Fenway
Cavs.
Park robbery scene is in the town, I still really enjoy it, and it is rewatchable.
You want to know
something
bad?
Back and watching.
I've never seen it.
It's good. You should try it.
It's a good movie.
I've heard it's a great movie.
It's fun.
I've never seen it. In fact, I got the book out, and I'm going to write the town in right now. Guess what I'm watching on Friday night? Boom, the town.
Make it number 51.
On the top 50 movies that my sons have to watch before they graduate high school.
And
it's a good one.
Furthermore, considering John Hamm is in it, and you love John Hamm.
Can I say this right now? I have not seen any of Succession season 4, but I'm ready to call it.
I am sitting on the final. I have not seen the final yet.
I've not seen any of it, but I'm ready to call it. I'm probably going to end up saying Mad Men's better than Succession.
Well, it's better than Succession.
Ooh, that's a spicy
take. Is
it? I think it's a spicy take for people on the internet.
I think I do.
I
think it's the internet's full of a bunch of young people who didn't watch Mad Men. So it's just the most recent thing, and so they're saying Succession's better. I thought this has been a meandering season
of
Succession.
By tone. Really? Meandering?
It's been meandering. Yes.
Liz and I are looking forward to it.
Can I get a character to just spit out a line without having to, well...
But that's the thing. That's the thing.
They're all trying.
It's like they're all trying to be Kieran Culkin now, because that's Kieran Culkin's character.
None of them can just get. Every character, they've all gotten progressively dumber and less well spoken.
Give me one little thing here. Does Kieran Culkin and the lawyer, the general counsel,
yeah,
they get together? Season four.
I can't spoil that, Kenny. Come on, we have people out there.
That's a yes.
We have people out here who haven't even seen it.
Haven't seen it yet.
Yes, yes. Incognito tab, mature. Let's get it going. Yeah. Good. I mean, I wouldn't know anything about that, but I'm just saying. All right, good. But that's where I'm at with the Cavs. Like, anything you take, I mean, if you want to ask, do we feel better about the Cavs, and you can.
I told you I do. I absolutely do. I think of what's happened in front of them. Milwaukee Bucks.
I think
Bucks,
you sound like me with the Browns.
Maybe.
You sound ridiculous.
But Milwaukee fired their coach, and they may lose Brook Lopez, which is instrumental in the way they play defense. Then you go ahead of them also. What else? What else? Think about what's happened in front of them. The Philadelphia 76ers. The 76ers fired their coach.
Yeah.
Probably losing Harden. And Harden was, I mean, he killed us in the games we played against Philly. He was decimating us. Our guards had no chance against him. And Joel Embiid, people are wondering if he's going to want out. If they're going to shuffle the deck there, I don't think that's happening. But the Boston Celtics, could they lose Jaylen Brown? And for all the people selling Jaylen Brown stock, I will buy all of it. I don't care that he had 30 turnovers yesterday.
I like to argue with you on certain things, but that's one I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go with.
And he was terrible. He was god-awful yesterday. And yet I'm like,
can I sign Jaylen Brown?
6'6", 25 years old.
Can I sign Jaylen Brown to now what's his contract situation with the Max?
Do you think we could string together a bunch of coupons and get Jaylen Brown in here and get mad because
what's his situation?
We overpaid for him a little bit.
What's Jaylen Brown's contract situation? I need to know that beforehand.
Yeah, well, he is in line for a brand new Supermax contract because he was all NBA, so you are not good. We don't care about discounts here anymore. We got Deshaun Watson at top price. What do you care if you get Jaylen Brown, 6'6 wing who can defend?
I mean, it's the one franchise in town that we know they'll just go into luxury tax.
Even though the new tax is a little bit more prohibitive, but yes.
I mean, I got nothing against Jaylen. I would like Jaylen Brown. That'd be fine. But it doesn't. I mean, you're telling me about fired coaches. I'm like, yeah, they'll just find better coaches. They'll just find better coaches. They did. Philadelphia, they found Nick Nurse. Now with Doc Rivers and Nick Nurse, I don't know. Some people are bagging on Nick Nurse, saying it was a hot hand and lucky and all that stuff. I don't think that's true. I some of that stuff, man.
Well, they traded for Kawhi Leonard, and then Golden State had three of their players injured. There was a lot of luck.
Okay, but he did come out the next year and have 60 wins.
But isn't there luck involved in every run? There's got to be some luck involved in every single run.
Yeah. I would put that finals run as probably one of the optimal lucky situations in NBA history. And, hey, they won the title.
All right. Well,
you don't give it back.
We'll find out if Nick Nurse turns into a pumpkin. All right, I'll give you that one, okay? But arguably, they found themselves a better coach because Doc Rivers has been out in the second round over the last 3 years. So arguably, they found themselves somebody better. I mean, you're talking about Mike Budenholzer being fired, other guys being fired. I'm not sure if they're going to find – have they found somebody in Milwaukee yet? Did I not see something?
No, they have not.
Because, like, Steve Nash was interviewing in Toronto, and then I got my rods and cones mixed up there. But for them and their fan base, they're looking at it going, we're going to get better. For us, I still have a guy who's been outmaneuvered in the postseason. I saw that right there on TV. Mm-hmm. And I don't think many Cavs fans, unless you have your head in the sand, would disagree with something like that.
There are reports the Bucks could hire Raptors assistant Adrian Griffin as the new head coach.
Okay. 216-474-0092. I think Schadenfreude is a bad – well, it depends on how you want to say it. Schadenfreude. Yeah. I think it's a bad look for us, even if it's Boston. I do not feel better watching all these other dominoes fall. Well, I do not pick the Cavaliers.
Well, how would you have felt if all those teams just did what they were supposed to do? wouldn't you be saying, how the hell are we ever going to get past the Boston Celtics if Boston would have cruised through the playoffs won the NBA Finals?
I'll give you that answer when we come back. 216-474-0092. Do you feel better about the Cavs watching Boston fall, watching Milwaukee fall, watching Philadelphia fall? Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan. It's Jimmy Buck.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
We were playing just to win a couple playoff games.
Yeah, that's all we were doing, actually. That's all we were trying to do.
Just one.
And then we talked about lessons learned in the journey and everything like that. That's what we discussed. That was Jimmy Butler. Michael Lombardi going to join us on the show coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, former Browns general manager of the GM Shuffle podcast. By the way, real quick, and I do mean real quick, you want me to do the quarterback tiers this week?
Sure. I'd love to know.
Is that a sure, like, no, yeah, knock yourself out, whatever? Or it is like, no, that's content. Well, we can discuss it. Here we go.
Yeah, we're getting to that. We're getting to the thick of the offseason where a bunch of these
ranking systems
are going to come out.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Mike Sando every year, we wait for him, and then some other people kind of glom on.
Is the thick of the offseason code for something? No, they got nothing else going on.
Oh, no, it's we're getting to summer hack. Once you get past Memorial Day, you're getting to summer hack.
Once you're in the thick.
Some would say we're already there.
Some would say we got there a month ago.
As long as we stay away from Mount Rushmore. Even though I participated and did an interview about the Mount Rushmore Cleveland sports for another.
You did?
Yeah.
Who was on there?
I asked Andy and I go, can I do this? And he's like, Mount Rushmore. I'm like, yeah, it's a favor. I can't tell you. You'll have to find out.
Okay.
Yeah, Mount Rushmore. That is the thickest of sports summer hack. We're not there just yet. Well, at least we'll stay away from that as best we can.
But the quarterback tiers, I think a lot of people are getting ready to be outraged by where Watson falls.
Where should I put him? That's the biggest thing. Where the hell should I put Deshaun Watson in my quarterback tiers?
Well, that's the beauty of tiers. They're not rankings.
They're tiers. T-I-E-R-S. Yeah. Tiers.
As opposed to what we ended up experiencing watching Deshaun Watson in the last six games last year.
That's a nice thing to put out there for everybody. Well done. But I don't – any of this, I don't feel any better about the – I don't feel any better about the Cavs by what's going on. And I don't know how you do. You asked me a question right before the break.
Yeah.
You remember said question?
Yeah,
because I don't.
Absolutely.
Okay, go ahead.
So you said you don't feel any better about them, and I'm making the point that the three teams ahead of them two of them fired their coach already. Another could be firing their coach. The Celtics, the Tatum-Brown thing, which we're like, how are we ever getting past Tatum and Brown? Two wing players when we don't have any wings. They both defend. We don't have any of that. Now it looks like they could be tearing the two of them apart, potentially, because Jaylen Brown's going to be eligible for this huge contract extension, and they might try to dump salary, the new rules, the new CBA that's going to be ratified. It's going to be really limiting to teams that go up over that threshold.
Yeah.
So the Boston Celtics could look very different.
But aren't the Heat ahead of them now?
See, I don't think they are.
How are they not?
Really?
I think this is an all-time anomaly, what the Heat are doing.
But they've been there for 3 years now.
True. I think part of it is Jimmy Butler is not getting any younger. I mean, he's actually kind of petered out by the end of this series. Like, he's on fumes. Like, I don't know how the Miami Heat are going to turn around and play more games just experienced.
Exactly. I think this is a great run, but I'm basically going to crown Denver now, is what I'm going to
do. Well, and the Heat are not going to try next year. I mean, that's a big part of the regular season, is they almost missed the playoffs this year because they coasted and they had injuries.
Yeah. You spent the last segment telling me how Eric Spoelstra is the best coach in the NBA.
He is, and I think he's proven it right now.
How are they not ahead of the Cavs then right now? I get that.
I agree with you, by the way, Owen. Yeah, it's weird. It sounds like I'm fighting you on this, but
it's an all-time weird scenario because they very easily could have just lost to the Chicago Bulls and then they're out of the playoffs. Then the history is going to be totally different. Boston's going to the NBA Finals. Boston, you know, would be, a lot of people would pick Boston to win the NBA Finals. Instead, the Heat go on this insane run.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. This is one of the things where I'm thinking as I'm, and I'm glad I wanted you to bail me out of saying something silly as I'm thinking.
Go ahead.
Caleb Martin, you can make the argument that Caleb Martin was the most valuable player in the series. I know Jimmy Butler actually got it. Caleb Martin was insane. He's a guy that averaged 9 points a game this year. And in the series, he was like, 23 a game? Yesterday, he hit four more threes. He was 11-16. No one knows who Caleb Martin was. He could have been had by and then Gabe Vincent, another one. I mean, nobody knows who these guys are.
If those teams were where they're at, because you asked me, right, what if it were to work out the way it was supposed to work out, where Milwaukee's the top dog and Philadelphia was right there, and they were just these brutes of teams and not being upset in the postseason. How would I feel then? Would I feel better then, or would I feel? You said I should feel worse then. I would look at it and say, at least I know that's what's in front of me. I just look at the Cavs situation and go, what else can I do? I've moved 3 first round picks for Donovan Mitchell. I have a guy who, if I put a pen in his hand, I don't think he'll sign right now. And so that's going to become a conversation that's going to continue to go for the next year. Because as of right now, I don't think he's staying. I get this weird feeling that, nope, I want him to stay, and I hope he stays, but I don't know if he's staying. And so now I have to force myself into different thoughts. I got one guy who I think is going to be the cornerstone of the franchise for a long time to come, and that's Evan Mobley. And there's people who want to fight me every time I say that. All right, well, if Evan Mobley's not the cornerstone of the franchise, then we're just shouting into the air, everybody. So just go with me on Evan Mobley. Evan Mobley's the cornerstone of the franchise. If I'm able to keep him, then I know I can spin off Donovan Mitchell after this year if he's not willing to sign a long-term extension with me, because I can't let him go in free agency for nothing. I can't just afford to just rebuild with rookies all over again while Evan Mobley blossoms into what we think is going to be a 1% player, right? Right. So now I have these 3 first-round picks that are missing. I have to either move Donovan Mitchell, which I can, but what's going to be my return on that? Am I going to get a usable player right now that's going to be able to sign an extension? Possibly. Or am I going to have to move on from a player that people like but certainly upset in the postseason because he didn't really show up in Jared Allen? They're uncomfortable things to do, and I still know whether those other teams are good or bad, these are still moves that I need to make. I still know I need to do that. Now, Jaylen Brown, possibly being the odd man out in Boston, does help my situation. So you could be right here in another year if they're able to go out and get Jaylen Brown and then go way deep in a luxury tax and be able to spin off from Donovan Mitchell to bring in Jaylen Brown and then hopefully work with Evan Mobley and do all the things that I just said.
I'm just saying that the dynamic has almost instantly changed in the Eastern Conference to where we went into the postseason thinking the East is better than the West, and now that might have gotten flipped upside down.
All right.
Going into next year, I don't know, they might say something very opposite, which that's better for the Cavs. You go in knowing that these teams that had the nucleus that each of these teams had are all going to be shaken up. That might not have been the case if things happened differently. And so all of a sudden, like the Cavs, even though they petered out, it was humiliating the way they lost. Like the Cavs might be the team when they come back next year, they might have a chemistry that these other teams have to figure out over the course of the regular season. That's going to help the Cavs win a ton of regular season games, just like they did this year. The Cavs are still probably going to be a very try-hard team next year, while these other teams are going to be trying to figure out their lineups, not know, and then they're going to load manage, and then they're going to coast because they've got older players. And all of that leads you to potentially having a home court advantage, much better seed, And now we've been through it. We've been through a playoff round.
Yes.
Mobley's going to be better next year. Garland has a chance to be even better next year.
All that's true. But as
so
of right
yeah,
now,
hell
it
yeah,
doesn't,
I'm going to feel better it, than the day the season ended.
Nah, they got to prove it to me because they still have J.B. Bickerstaff as their head coach, and he can't get himself out of a paper bag right now.
Hell, congratulations, Lima. You're the biggest homer in Cleveland. Right
well,
now.
You know, apparently. that's a hell of a title to take from me. Halim in Cleveland, hello.
Good talking to you, fellas.
Hi, Halim. Go ahead, bud.
I heard something recently that's really interesting. I think you guys might find interesting. Looking at a lot of teams, and of course you want to take the outliers like the absolute superstar team, or not superstar teams, the superstars out of the equation, like LeBron, for example. But ultimately, when you look at a lot of the teams that have actually made it to and won the finals over the last 10, 15 years, we have to take into account the age of the players. I mean, the Steph Curry-led teams seemed incredibly young. But Steph Curry was already in his mid to late 30s, now or 20s, forgive me. Now he's actually in his mid-30s. We would never think of him as that old, but he is. You take into account, like, the Jokic, like right now, the team in the finals, Jokic. Jokic is 28 years old. He's a superstar on his team. He finally got him to the finals in his late 20s. You take into account teams like that have gotten deep runs into the championship. These are teams with their superstar players in their mid to late 20s. Even teams like the Celtics that can't get over the hump, they got a 25 and a 26-year-old. I mean, if they keep them together, these are going to be kids that are now, you know, they're going to be in their late 20s making more and more finals pushes.
Well, that's...
We have a 21-year-old, a 23-year-old, and a 26-year-old.
Okay, but that's the exact... And that's another great point, Halim, but that's another problem that we have. And thank you very much for the call, because right now they're in their primes. And what are we hearing about Boston? Well, they all hate each other. Well, at some point, what are we going to talk about with our Cavaliers who all love each other at this point? It doesn't stay Camelot forever. And if you continue to have frustrating outings in the postseason, people are going to start blaming each other. Those type of expectations do change people. That's why it's so hard to win these things. And I think that's why we find out in this era why it's so very, very, very hard to win these things. 216-474-0092. Do you feel better about the Cavs? And coming up next, DeAndre Hopkins is a big name, and everyone is going to want him. And I'll say no, and I'll get yelled at. So, you know what? Let's do it. Next on The Fan.
Could DeAndre Hopkins be a Cleveland Brown? We'll discuss right around the corner. And Mike Lombardi at 8 o'clock. Lombardi always, always firing off some interesting perspective.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
You know, sometimes you don't have to raise the curtain. People just go, oh, Anthony's talking.
Welcome back, Ken.
Sorry. Taking Axel to his first baseball game coming up.
All right.
School's out, so I know he's not going to hear. Like, I don't think his mother tunes in anyway, but I know he's not going to hear this. So school's out.
Is this your first opportunity?
First Guardians game. He's been to baseball games before, but first Guardians game.
What he plays, you know? Right?
Yeah.
It's your first opportunity to take him to a Guardians game?
Yeah. Yes. Looking forward to it.
How old is he again?
He. I don't want to admit it. He's 7.
First opportunity. Because
it just sounds so bad.
Well, you got to take advantage of these opportunities.
I didn't want to take him. No,
when they
I have a reason for it.
You're going with the group.
Every 2 leap years.
Well, I thought I was going to go. Well, this is the thing. Is I was going to, I was thinking about, I'm still going to try to take his little buddy a couple houses over.
Or the one that throws frisbees at your TV?
No, that was Axel. Oh, he was helping Axel, but I told him that whatever that boy does falls on your head. He's a good kid. The kid over 2 houses over, he's a good kid. Just messed up one time. That's all. That's all. I don't hold that against him still. My God, I'm not holding grudges. Either way, yeah, I was sitting there going, he's got to get to a game soon. Because we had the whole pandemic. We had the whole thing
going. Is it because Izzy ended up going to a baseball game before your son did? And she was born 7 years later?
No, big competition.
It's because the last 2 years, because I wanted him to go and actually like sit and enjoy it. I didn't want to just go up to the kids' club and just sit there the whole time.
He's doing the 7-year stretch.
While the thing was going on. What? I just didn't want to go and sit in the kids' club in the corner the whole time while the whole thing was going on. And so I wanted him to be able to go with me and actually sit down and enjoy it and not turn into some fiasco. That's what I don't want it to turn into, is a where he would be too young and it would turn into a fiasco. That's all. I've taken Axel to a lot of things, but for whatever reason, the last box to check ended up being a baseball game.
He's seen more monster trucks in his life than he's seen
Guardians games. Guardians, yes. Yeah. Which we're going to Monster Trucks on Saturday.
Wow.
I'm taking two of the three boys to Monster Trucks on Saturday. Jonah's still a little too young. But, yeah, first Guardians game coming up on a couple weeks.
Who are they playing?
They're playing Houston.
Okay, what's wrong with that? You can give him the whole history lesson.
I know, but I wanted to make sure he saw a win. It's very important to me that his first Guardians game is a win. I don't know why, but it's true. But no, I saw...
that's interesting. I never thought about that. I have no idea if they won or lost the first games that I ever went to.
I told you, I remember my very first one, 13-9. But I was like, would I not be an Indians fan if they would have lost that game to the Texas Rangers? So I worry about stupid things all the time. But no, I was bopping around Facebook, saw a Facebook friend of mine. They had all the other, like a couple kids there. And I was like, you know what? Got to take Axe now. Now that we're past Memorial Day weekend, let's go. Now we're past school, got to go. So I'm going to be taking Axe coming up here in a couple of weeks. So I'm looking forward to this. And yes, part of it I probably would have to say is because Izzy went. But Izzy wouldn't remember it and she fell asleep during the game.
You're feeling left out?
I'm sorry?
You're feeling left out?
I don't even remember the game. And I fell asleep in the fifth.
Well, I feel left out. I feel left out that he got to take Izzy to go to the game.
But it was just a photo op. I mean, that was the whole thing.
Well, I'm glad you admitted it.
Yeah, I said as much last week.
I mean, if she becomes, who's a... I'm drawing a blank. If she becomes a famous softball player, if she becomes
Jenny
the next
Finch,
Chris, if she becomes that's what I was thinking. If she becomes the next,
that's the one.
It's either her or Crystal Bustos. If she becomes Crystal Bustos, then you know what? You got yourself a winner.
You definitely can name more of these players than I could.
For whatever reason, I was like, the pitcher. And then you said Jenny Finch. So there you go. So if that works out, then you know what? Touche. You beat me. But yeah, a couple weeks. He's been to other baseball games. He's certainly been to enough Brown stuff. And now we're going to go to... And he's even been to the Monsters game. And he loved the Monsters.
But you're not going to take him up to the kids zone area where they have all the stuff?
Nope.
Don't go on Sunday then.
Why?
DJ Ketchup was spinning the hits and you could hear it out in right field.
That's the day we were going to go. We were going to go.
But it is
just expect to spend some time.
Am I wrong? Have they not created an amazing experience?
Yeah, it is pretty good. I'm at the point, the youngest one, he loves baseball for us. So all the rest of them just go for the Dippin' Dots. But the youngest one goes to actually, if I ever taught him how to do a book, he would keep a book. He loves it that much. Brings his glove, tries to get a ball between innings from the right fielder every time.
Scoring.
We sat near the same spot every time. He loves it. He's not concerned with that upstairs stuff. So maybe that'll be, Axel will go up there once and go, okay, it looks cool. I want to go watch the baseball now.
I don't, he's seven. Isn't he a little too old for the kids' club?
No.
The kids' club?
No.
He's not?
No. They got a lot of fun stuff up there. They've made a good experience.
Now I'm getting tweets that say, great dads don't let sons wear G gear. Oh, God. That is weird. Now, my son, I'm sure I will definitely get him a Guardians. Now I'm going to get him a Guardians jersey out of spite now that I just saw the tweet. Well done. Deej, 1966 on Twitter. Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Now I'll pour more money into the team out of spite. No one does spite quite like me. So I'm looking forward to this.
Izzy didn't seem to care what the name of the team was.
No.
Well, she's only ever lived in a Guardian society.
That's true. That's all she knows. This is tradition for her.
Yes, she was born a Guardians fan, and she will probably die a Guardians fan. No regrets. All right. Do we want DeAndre Hopkins or not? 216-474-0090.
So I had to ask you, is he still good?
I don't really want him. I'm just going to come out and point it out. I don't really want him.
Wait a second.
There's a lot of money there. There'd be a lot. I know that a lot of people would be excited. And yes, if they signed him, like he's a big name, but it's a lot. And they don't have a lot of money to spend. But I'm going, what did you get the quarterback for? What did you get the quarterback for? It'd be a 1 year deal on DeAndre Hopkins at 30 years old?
That's what I was wondering at this point.
Wouldn't it be a 1 year deal? I mean, how old is DeAndre Hopkins? Is he an old 30 or is he a young 30?
His game has definitely changed. He's not the same receiver he was back in like 2017, 2018.
Okay, so he's going to be 31 in a week. His birthday's June 6th. So he's going to be 31 in a week. This is a one-year deal. What are we going to do? Are we going to trade away Donovan Peoples-Jones, our promising young wide receiver? So we're going to go from – guys, this doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, you and I discussed this when it was first talked about, and the only two teams that were in serious conversation about trading for the guy was the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs at the time. I mean, if the money's right, fine, whatever. But I'm not going to get rid of any other asset to make room. Yeah. I know he's a free agent. People go, well, Ken, you don't need to do that. No, eventually you would need to do that to make it all work out, because if you sign him, he's going to be signed to a decent enough deal, because it's still he's still DeAndre Hopkins. I understand what he still brings to it. But if it's a one-year deal, if we can make it a one-year deal, then fine. But if I can't make it a one-year deal, then no, it's an absolute no.
Well, so there's a lot of things to think
about
here.
And if another
here,
team's willing to offer him 2 years, then forget it.
Yeah, and that's I imagine there will be a team that's going to be able to do that.
Exactly.
And a lot of their wide receiver planning in what they've done this offseason, you know, a lot of it gears up towards when they trade for Elijah Moore. They have Amari Cooper. Donovan Peoples-Jones wants a new contract and is going to be in line for one. You know, you're plotting out a more diverse swath of wide receivers than they've had in the past. If you bring in DeAndre Hopkins, it really throws into uncertainty the future of what your wide receiver room looks like, right?
Yes.
I mean, if I'm Donovan Peoples-Jones, I'm probably asking for a trade. I mean, we saw...
Now, whether they grant it or not,
right.
Is
well, they don't. Yeah. They tend to not. But I would not be happy if I'm Donovan Peoples-Jones and they make a move like this. Elijah Moore wants a contract. Hell, Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper's going to want another contract.
I didn't even bring up Elijah Moore. 216-474-0092. Do you really want DeAndre Hopkins? We'll get to that next. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, live on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.